The difference between Houston Baptist University and some of the other universities that we have is the focus on ethical standards and the Christian faith. And so research has found that there are more people that want to use their cybersecurity skills for bad than for good. So by being here at HBU, we're able to instill and integrate faith into the practices that we teach our students. So when they get to that decision point, you know, do I want to make a lot of money or do I want to make a big name for myself? Hopefully their faith and their ethical standards that were instilled in them stands out bigger than some of those that we've read about in the news. And we can say, oh, well, we actually are producing good cybersecurity skilled students.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Dr. Carlton brings specialized cybersecurity strength to the College of Engineering through her participation in the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, NICE. Experience with one of the national security agencies, NSA, can't wait to talk about that, Centers of Academic Excellence in Cyber Defense, and the Joint Task Force for Cybersecurity Education. She worked in information technology in corporate and higher education settings for 26 years before completing her PhD in information systems and security. And you have got to be an interesting person.
I think so, on a good day.
Wow, how did you get so involved in cybersecurity?
Well, it kind of happened the Lord's will. I thought I wanted to be an accountant when I first started school. And as life progressed, had the opportunity to build a network for a transportation company. And then I was in Kentucky at the time. They decided they wanted to go to New York City. Being a country girl, kind of southern in roots, I said, nah, I don't think so. They allowed me to go back to school to get a computer science degree. I moved to Florida after I finished that degree. And then while I was working at my previous institution, they said, well, we'd like you to go for a PhD. And this was after I'd already told my family, I think I'll go for a third master's degree. And they're like, no, I don't think you want a third master's degree. Let's go for that terminal degree. Ended up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at Nova Southeastern University. They are a center for academic excellence in cybersecurity education. And so just kind of in the process of going through dissertation and courses, met up with an academic advisor and found what I call my passion, and that's cybersecurity for individuals that know nothing about the technology world.
That is fascinating. Now, cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is cybersecurity?
So anyone that connects to the internet meaning cyber,
right?
Where we're connected to the internet, securing your personal information. Maybe you have a refrigerator that's connected to the internet. It protects that. We hear the term Internet of Things. It's securing things physically as well. So it's anything connecting through the internet, usernames, passwords. That's the cyber part of it.
And, you know, HBU has launched a College of Computer Science and Cybersecurity, and that's very cutting edge. We're showing film right now that was shot just a few days ago, and President Sloan and others were seeing demonstrations and your first cohort of students. And so congratulations to all of you and Dr. Napper and company for just pursuing that vision. You know, I've got to tell you, I was very interested to read NSA.
Mm-hmm. The National Security Agency supports universities in building individuals that are skilled in cybersecurity education. So once you have a program that is developed, you can apply to be a Center for Academic Excellence in Cybersecurity Education. And that is one of my long-term goals for our college, is to be able to work with Dr. Knapper and the administration here at HBU to make us a Center for Academic Excellence that is endorsed by the National Security Agency as well as the Department of Homeland Security.
So help us understand and explain to the Joint Task Force for Cybersecurity Education.
Well, the Joint Task Force for Cybersecurity Education, you know, we'd all like to think that we know what cybersecurity education should look like.
Right.
Well, what I think it looks like is maybe very different than what you think it looks like. Mm-hmm. So we joined together as a task force to come up with commonalities so that if you do have a degree from a center from a center of academic excellence, then when you go to an industry to apply and they see your degree came from there, then they know that that skill level that you earned through that degree is consistent with what they're wanting in the industry.
I just can't happen to think that almost every corporation in the world has got to be focusing on cybersecurity.
They are.
Everything we're reading.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, data and hacking of data and keeping privacy of data. Mm-hmm. Isn't that all cybersecurity?
Well, that is all cybersecurity, but it doesn't stop there. It also means being, if you're an individual working and your work computer connects to the internet, mm-hmm. you as a human being are part of cybersecurity. Because maybe you receive a phishing email, which is just
right.
simply someone coming and saying, hey, click on this link.
I get them every day.
You get them every day. And so maybe they look really real, mm-hmm. like you are expecting a UPS package or another package from another vendor, and you click on that link. Well, more than likely, if you weren't expecting the package and you clicked on the link, then that's phishing. And so they actually are able to get you to put in your personal information. Mm-hmm. And so you're part of that cybersecurity aspect. So it doesn't stop just for the corporation or the computer system. The human aspect is important as well.
Now, you know, Zuckerberg was testifying before Congress because of Cambridge Analytica and the way they manipulated Facebook data in the recent election. And, you know, we saw the company lost $100 billion on the market
yeah.
in one day. Costly cybersecurity mistake, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you have an undergraduate student who comes, and how do you start this academic process? Because I know that the program is going to develop.
Right. And I think that the difference between Houston Baptist University and some of the other universities that we have is the focus on ethical standards and the Christian faith. And so research has found that there are more people that want to use their cybersecurity skills for bad than for good. So by being here at HBU, we're able to instill and integrate faith into the practices that we teach our students. So when they get to that decision point, you know, do I want to make a lot of money or do I want to make a big name for myself? Hopefully their faith and their ethical standards that were instilled in them stands out bigger than some of those that we've read about in the news. And we can say, oh, well, we actually are producing good cybersecurity skilled students and individuals.
And I can't imagine how valuable that would be
right.
to the NSA, the CIA, to people that are in defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, et cetera.
Right.
Because there are bad people in the world, as we both know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure these bad people are really, they've got a very formidable weapon mm-hmm. in cyber invasion.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, when we talk about cyber, we don't see that individual. So you have a home burglar. You can physically see that he's done something. But when it comes to cyber, you don't always see the effects until years later. And that's happened to several corporations where they didn't know somebody was watching the activity that their accounts payable was doing or the investigations that were happening behind the scenes, because it's cyber and you don't always see what your computer is doing if you don't notice unusual activity. So cyber is kind of fighting the unknown villain. You don't always see it, but if you're skilled at it, you'll notice to look for the anomalies that happen every day, or someone says something, you're like, oh no, that you shouldn't be clicking on that link, or you shouldn't provide your password on a post-it notes for anyone to see on your computer, or don't allow people access, physical access to certain areas. And it's a matter of training and awareness, I think, helps and will help all of us as we start talking more about it.
In the field of criminology, cyber intelligence is extremely important, apparently, in cracking crimes, right?
Right.
Because our cell phone also GPSs us almost every moment of the day, mm-hmm. unless we're all those apps.
Right.
You know, they want to GPS us every second unless mm-hmm. we opt out and say only while using, right?
Right.
So, you know, how progressive of Dr. Sloan and the team that they innovated a college of computer science, cyber engineering, mm-hmm. and electrical engineering here at HBU.
Right.
And this is the inaugural year.
Right.
What caused you to come?
Well, most of it was by the urging of the Holy Spirit guiding me in my faith, knowing that I had this passion to do something and the intrigue to be able to integrate my faith into the curriculum and to be an inaugural faculty member to train and provide information to individuals that want to be cybersecurity skilled for good. I mean, who would say no? Mm-hmm. It was just a natural thing in the terms of events in my life. It was a decision that do you stay where you've been, or do you continue to move forward to be able to progress your faith plus progress what you're passionate about in that cybersecurity education?
Couldn't agree more. I mean, we know ISIS has recruited
mm-hmm.
young Canadians and Americans through the internet.
Right.
Cyber, right?
Right.
It's been manipulated many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And although I've not experienced it, I've read about what's called the dark internet.
Yes. And you don't want to go there.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've read, it's a horrible place.
Yes. The good thing about it is if you go cautiously and you're aware of the villain, so how are you going to combat the villain? It's like the Art of Deception. There's a book titled The Art of Deception. How do you know to prevent something if you've not been there? But you have to be careful that you don't get sucked into or pulled into those bad behaviors and are able to say, oh, well, this is what they're doing, but this is how I can combat that. And so by providing a safe environment, that's why we have Safe Lab Cyber and Safe Lab Engineering within the College of Engineering. We're looking to secure America's future through engineering and by being able to increase those skills that our students have, giving them some real life project-based activities. They're going to have that experience so that when they do see the villain come up in the cyber world, they're going to say, oh, this is what I learned. This is how I can combat that without having to go into the dark web.
We're talking to Dr. Melissa Carlton. Dr. Carlton brings specialized cyber security strength to the College of Engineering through her activity that's been quite wide and robust. Now, so you're dealing in this inaugural year with your undergraduate freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where the program goes from here.
So from here, we take those inaugural freshmen and make them sophomores and bring in new freshmen. But in the process, I'm working on building what I was referring to, those simulation labs, which would be a cyber lab or a cyber range. And then within that cyber range is that safe environment so that we can incorporate some real live events that are taking place, missions, if you will, is what we're going to call them. If you're going to be presented a mission where there's a villain and you get to be the good guy. But to kind of give you some exposure of what it's like to be a villain, we're going to give you the opportunity to play the other side. You're going to be the villain and somebody else is going to be the good guy. Those are cyber ranges. Once that is incorporated into our curriculum, then we hope to offer that to the industry as well.
And will the program eventually entail a four-year degree?
Yes, we will. It's a four-year degree currently. There's actually three within the College of Engineering, the electrical engineering, computer science, as well as the cyber engineering program. So you can pick one of those three, whichever one you prefer. The cyber engineering is a combination, or what I would view as a combination of the computer science and electrical engineering together, with a little cyber twist and all of them.
And are there aspirations for graduate?
I've not heard of graduate, mm-hmm. but I would suspect so. I would hope so.
Mm-hmm. And a plethora of job opportunities with
Absolutely.
A degree like that.
Yes. Industry partner support has been overwhelming for us. And so we're just waiting. One of the requirements for our students is that they do at least one internship within their academic career, which would probably fall in one of the summers. And so we're working on getting those partnerships built, and what would an internship look like for the industry partner, plus what our students can be expected when they say, oh, I've had an internship through HBU's College of Engineering. And then that could lead to possible positions and actual permanent employment for them.
Just sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we're very excited.
I can see why you are. It was a joy to join others along with Dr. Sloan at the beautiful kickoff. And mm-hmm. I know you probably every week new opportunities on the horizon.
Absolutely.
New connections and partnerships.
Yes, absolutely. Where the dreams is dream big, because it seems like it's all waiting for us to just step out and take a hold of it.
Well, we want you to learn more, and you can do that by going to hbu.edu/engineering. And Dr. Melissa Carlton is a part of the team, and Dean Stanley Napper. Thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to hearing the progress in the days ahead.
Thank you very much.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.